Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now, a Toddcast with your host, Maceo.
All right, here we are again, Everything EHC, second year, 2018. We have moved our podcast office into the dining room because it's blistering hot outside, and it's already still the AM here at Enchanted Hills Camp in Napa, California. I have a guest right here to kick off the dining hall sessions, a revisiting guest from last year. Very excited to have him. Please introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from and how long you've been coming to camp.
My name is Todd Freitas. I'm from Costa Valley, California, and I've been coming here ever since I was 8, so I think that would make this 30 years now, I guess.
30 years. Excellent. And that is a long time. You've been coming since you were a kid?
Yes, I've been coming here since I was 8.
8. So you were in the youth camp, right?
I was.
So you've come all the way through the ranks. You went youth, and then you went teens. Did you ever do any family camps?
No. No? We never did any family camps. We just did, I just did youth and teens, and that was about it.
And then now you just come to this one.
Yeah, to the alumni, it's called, I think.
Right. Excellent. Excellent. And what is your favorite EHC meal?
I like all of them a lot, but one of my all-time favorites was this morning meal because we had scrambled eggs and bacon, and it's very rare you get that at home. There's a lot of stuff on our plate at home, but anyway, my favorite all-time meal is when we get eggs and bacon and stuff and pancakes, too.
So you had a good breakfast is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
You're ready for
the
day.
Yeah, I am ready for the day.
Is it hot enough for you here? This is going to be the hottest day of the session. It's pretty hot. Do you mind the heat?
No, I don't mind the heat at all.
Oh, okay.
I think it's cool.
Perfect. Yeah, perfect. Okay, so I got my, you're going to do a little something special at the end of your show like you always do. We're going to talk about that in a bit. But to keep with the format here, I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Go ahead.
Let's ask another couple of EHC questions. Let's see. What is your favorite EHC nighttime activity?
I would have to say the opening and closing campfires. The opening because it's a welcome event, and the closing because it's a sign of things to come. Speaking of fires, if you don't mind, I want to talk about the...
Yeah, go right ahead.
I'd like to talk about the EHC fire incident last year.
Yeah.
A little bit about that.
Sure, go ahead.
When I heard that all of the lower half of EHC burned down, I was pretty upset because a lot of my fondest memories were in the youth group of that. But I was really worried that there wouldn't be any campus here. But thankfully, I'm very glad that the upper camp did survive. I'm also glad that, you know, that we can rebuild the lower half. And I've made it clear that if EHC ever needs me to do any fundraisers that involve singing or whatever, that I'm all in. As a matter of fact, before I came here, I offered to buy my job coaches, Jaime and Jose. I asked to buy them. I offered to buy them T-shirts so that I could raise money for EHC, but they said that wasn't necessary. You know?
Yeah, no, that's super nice that you're thinking of camp because it means a ton to you, doesn't it, Todd?
Well, you got to remember, when I was 8, I've always loved this place. This place has always had a magical... I know that it sounds... I know that when we say magic, we think of Harry Potter and stuff, but this place has always had a magical feeling. And when I say magical, it's more of a sense of family. You know, when I left my school, California School for the Blind, I'll admit that it was very hard. But the one thing that I looked forward to was coming back here because I had a family here, and I always will feel that way. And I will keep coming back here until they tell me I can no longer come back. But the only way they would tell me to do that is old age and stuff. But
you got a long way to go before that.
Yeah, the point is that there's...
Oh, Time out. We got a dog situation. Hold on.
The point is that there's a family bond between EHC and myself, and there'll always be that sort of bond. I will never give up that sort of feeling because coming here, it's like family. It has always been, always will be, just like family. So I want to thank Tony Fletcher especially and EHC for helping me be part of a special family. It's that sort of wonderful feeling that I have.
Beautiful statements, Todd. You can tell this camp means a lot to you as well as, you know, to a lot of other people. So I would imagine we were all feeling the effects of the fire when that was going on.
Yeah,
sure.
And there's a lot of changes. It's really sad that the ropes burned down because now there's no more guide ropes. And I don't know whether they will get them replaced or not. But that's just part of change. I mean, you know, it's, you know, we get to build even bigger and better than we were before. You know?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Thanks for all those comments about the fire and your feelings about camp and what's going on with you. How was your year this year? Everything okay?
Everything's fine. I've been going out to dinner with Matt Schaefer for every month or so. And last we went to, well, I can't remember where we went to Roundtable before I came, but we haven't been doing Roundtable all the time. Next month he wants to go to IHOP.
Because they changed it to the B.
Not IHOP.
Yeah, IHOP.
IHOP.
Because they have burgers now.
But they still have pancakes. They're still going to make pancakes.
I
asked Matt about that, and he said they're still going to make it, according to him. And I can take his word on that. So, I mean, also, before I came to a camp, my mom was coming home from Reno from visiting her sister of the heart, Cindy, and she got in a little bit of a car wreck. She was okay. She was shaken but not stirred. Gotcha. In other words, she was sore.
Yeah.
But she, you know, she wasn't hurt bad. Our car got totaled though. But then again, it was pretty old, so you know, our car did get totaled. So now we're looking to get a new car, which is a big hassle. But we'll get there.
Perfect. You know? Yeah. No. Thanks for sharing. I'm glad everybody's okay. Yeah.
Also, we won't be doing Relay for Life this year because last year when we did it, everybody, including me, on the way home got pretty sick. But I won't go into that. It's past.
Gotcha. You know. Yeah. Okay, so you mentioned some restaurants. Is there a favorite place you like to eat?
I've had a lot of favorite places. Norman's I like because of their chocolate mousse.
Gotcha.
I also like Black Bear. That's a good place to eat.
Yeah,
and also in Castro Valley, we have a new restaurant open called the Habit Grill or the Habit Bar and Grill. I don't know whether it's a bar and grill or whether it's just a grill, but it's called the Habit.
Have you been there yet?
As a matter of fact.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I ate there with Mom Pam and her husband, Bobby Morales, and. So we ate there, and it was wonderful. The fries were absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, the fries are good. I've had Habit before.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten at Val's in Kester Alley?
No, I've never eaten there.
Oh, their steak fries are absolutely wonderful. Every time we go to Val's, I ask for a basket of fries to go because they are just to die for.
Nice. Do you have a favorite soda?
Diet Pepsi I prefer.
Gotcha.
I mean, if there's no Diet Pepsi, I'll take Diet Coke, but... Diet Pepsi is my all-time favorite.
That's the one you go for. Gotcha. So you're really into music. Let's talk about music for a second.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a favorite song at the moment?
Not really. I guess because the 4th of July is coming up, I'm feeling pretty patriotic.
Saturday in the park. I think
it was the 4th of July.
Perfect. I was going to have them play that before the session's over. I forgot to play that one last year. That's why it stuck with me.
Yeah.
It's the 4th of July, you're kind of in that zone. Is there a group of songs, a song that you always go back to that's like your favorite piece of music?
For the 4th of July, you mean?
No, just in general. I'm just interested in what you're... Like, you just always seem to go back to that artist or that song, something in particular.
I would have to say that I always go back to Phil Collins. There are two artists I always go back to. Phil Collins and Paul McCartney, and I'll tell you why. Phil Collins' music, most of his solo career, as Phil would say in his book Not Dead Yet, he says that most of his solo career, solo music, is about his divorce and stuff and the aftermaths of whatever. But the truth is, his music is so honest and straightforward that I can feel a strong connection. And there's also a song that he wrote in the Genesis era, during his last album with them, called We Can't Dance, called No Son of Mine. Because whenever I hear that, I think about my dad and how my dad and I got along, because he was very self-centered. And every time I would go over to his apartment, it would be like, and I would ask my dad to get me something. He would tell somebody else in the family room to get me whatever, or he would tell me how to get it. And so it was like he was saying, you're no son of mine because you can't see. So there's a song called No Son of Mine that really helps me let go of the anger that my father had. And so even when the anger the anger will always be there, when it gets to be too much, I just play that song, and then I'm able to let go of it.
I would like to say that we like to keep our conversations, you know, upbeat and positive, and you turned a negative into a positive by talking about how music can have a positive impact on something so negative.
Remembered that you told me.
And you know
me
what? No, I'm bringing it up because you did a good job. You that was excellent of sharing something that is meaningful to you and a little bit heavy, and being able to tackle that with something as simple and as beautiful as music.
Yeah, because remember when I was talking about Phil Collins' reasoning behind the music, I was only expressing what his views were.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So you go to Phil Collins. Do you ever listen to Genesis when Peter Gabriel was in the band?
Oh yeah, I love Genesis. I didn't used to. I'll be honest with you. When I first listened to Genesis, I was only crazy about Phil Collins. As a matter of fact, when they told me, when I heard Peter Gabriel on one of the Grammy Award shows, he was doing a song where one of the main lyrics was "Stand Back" or something like that. Yeah, exactly.
It's called Steam.
Okay, Steam.
Peter Gabriel's my guy. See, you like Phil Collins, and I love Phil Collins, don't get me wrong, but I am a huge Peter Gabriel fan.
Well, yeah, but let me finish, will you?
No, sorry.
So when... so...
Todd Cass.
So when he was singing his song, I heard one of the female counselors saying that he was used to be the leader of Genesis. I didn't believe it at first. But then a friend of mine who followed Genesis throughout the career confirmed it, and he's living up in Utah now. But he and I still talk occasionally. And it wasn't until I was listening to Genesis and Its Many Branches, which is a podcast. He does a podcast called Flashback Podcast. And one of his podcasts was Genesis and Its Many Branches. And the first song was Follow You, Follow Me, which is a favorite one that I love to sing. And then the second song I heard was Salisbury Hill, Peter Gabriel's solo. It was not until I heard Salisbury Hill that I fell in love with Peter Gabriel as a singer of Genesis. Because you got to admit, they both sound very much alike.
They have similarities. They just, their music is different.
Yeah.
But
and I think that Peter Gabriel can go higher than Phil.
He can. Peter Gabriel's records have spoken to me for a long time, all the way back to In Your Eyes.
Yeah.
By Peter Gabriel was a big song for me.
As a matter of fact, Phil, after Phil and his first wife split up, according to his book, he played drums on Peter Gabriel's third album. Although he didn't use any cymbals, he just used the drum kit. That's what.
Interesting. I didn't know that. I'm going to check that out, Todd. That's good info.
That's what. I don't know whether it was Phil Collins who said it or Peter Gabriel. I don't know.
It's all right. I'm going to look into that. We'll check. We'll fact check that, because that's something I didn't know. That would be really cool to know if that happened. Nice. Okay. So are you going to sing something for us on this podcast?
Yes, I am.
Do you have something chosen?
I think I'll do a Genesis one, because last year I did a Phil Collins song.
Yep.
But this time I'll do a Phil Collins Genesis one.
Okay.
And since I said the song Follow You, Follow Me, let's do that one.
You want to do that one? Okay.
Yeah. I don't want you to notice that on mine, because that's a negative song, and I don't want to end
No, I understand. No, that's cool. You can do whatever you want. It's your podcast. It's your Toddcast,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Well, you know, what the heck? Let's do No Set of Mind then. Okay. If it's really my podcast.
It is your podcast. If that's the song you want to do and if it speaks to you and we just talked about it a little bit, it makes sense to me that that's the one you should do.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it then.
All right, there we go. See, we made a decision on the fly here and everything EHC with Todd.
All right, but let me tell a joke at the very end.
He's going to do a joke at the very end, so make sure you listen through his performance here. We're going to let Todd sing. To No Son of Mine. Was that Genesis or Phil Collins?
Genesis. Off the album We Can't Dance.
And then we'll do a little closing comments here at the end. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, the key to my survival was never in love's doubt. The question was how I could keep saying, trying to find the way out. Things were never easy for me. Peace of mind was hard to find. And I needed a place where I could hide, somewhere I could call mine. I didn't think much about it till it started happening all the time. Soon I was living with the fear every day of what might happen that night. I couldn't stand to hear the crying. I remember when I swore that would be the last they'd see me, and I never went home again. They say that time is a healer, and now my wounds are not the same. But I rang a bell with my heart in my mouth. I had to hear what it said. He sat me down and talked to me. He looked me straight in the eyes. He said, You're no son of mine. You walked out, you left us behind. And you're no son of mine. Me straight in the eyes. He said, "In no sun, in no sun of mine. In no sun, in no sun of mine." He walked out, he left us behind. In no sun, in no sun.
That was Todd singing Genesis for you. Really happy to have another Toddcast this year. You got some comments and a joke for us?
Yeah. First of all, Maceo, I really hope that you'll come back next year. And second of all, that you'll let me do another Toddcast.
Oh, we're just going to do Toddcasts until there's no more to do.
Okay. Second of all, I do have a joke. It's a genie joke, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Yeah, I was going to tell one about the water slide, but the punchline is a little bit gross, so I don't think I'll do that one. Here's a safe one.
Okay.
A guy's cleaning up, and he finds an old lamp. He rubs it, and out pops a genie. He says, "All right, I'll give you 3 wishes." And the guy says, "Okay, I'd like you to give me my 3 wishes one at a time." And he's like, "Okay." He said, "The first thing I want is $1 million." He gets $1 million. "The second thing I want is a new car." He gets a new car. And he says, "I'll save the 3rd wish for later." So he's driving along in his car, and he hears the Oscar Mayer Wiener commercial come on. And he goes, "Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener." He turns to an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Bing bong. Careful what you wish for.
Bada bing, bada bip.
Thank you, Todd, for joining us on Everything EHC 2018.
No problem.
Edition. We've had a great time with Todd. I hope you have a good rest of your session.
Oh, I will.
And I look forward to seeing you next year, buddy.
Yeah.
A good time, all right?
Yeah, good time, buddy.
Thank you, Todd. This is Maceo signing off for Everything EHC as usual. Lots more to come, so stick around all summer long here at Enchanted Hills Camp. Signing off, over and out.